This sermon is brought to you by Shofar Christian Church. We hope that you will be blessed by this message. Our audio and video sermons are also available on Shofar TV to download and share. You alone
are my redemption. Let's pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you that we could worship you and we could glorify your name. That we could praise your name, that we could exalt your name for who you are, the creator of heaven and earth. And thank you, Father, that we can come, that we can become quiet, that we can become like Samuel, where he said to the, I'm your servant, speak, I'm listening to you. And Father, so I pray that we can this afternoon listen to you. What you want to share with us, you want to speak to us about the power of the Holy Spirit. Father, it's so special to have that relationship with you, that we can call you Father, the creator of heaven and earth. We can call you Father. There's so many important people in our lives, and we will call them Mister. We will call them sir, or maybe even a king. But there's nobody as high as you, Father. And we can call you our Father, as Jesus said. Such a privilege, Father. We become quiet. We want to listen to you. And yes, there may be things which happened earlier today, on your way over here, which is trying to distract you. Father, I bind it in the name of Jesus Christ that we're only going to hear what you want to share with us. Nothing and nothing else is going to interfere to that. Not even the enemy. We bind his powers in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You must probably think, why did I take an iron along? Please, don't go. I'll tell you later. All of us have got a person where we were looking up to, meaning that we are following the person's blogs. We may be reading, listening to the YouTubes or watching the YouTubes, and it could be a Bill Gates, and it could be another clever guy or a lady who has got something where we are linked to, and we are trying to get information from him or from her. And we're continuously busy with that. We're trying to see what we can get out of that person. What is it what that person has got? And we most probably can associate with it. We even can say, I like that plan. I like that idea. Could be a political person, could be any type of person. We all have got them. They are all there. And even at certain times, we even will defend that person's mind or that person's plan. We will defend it and we will say, I agree with that person for this and this and this and this reason. And in the Netherlands, everyone can have an opinion. So it's possible. You can do that. You can be totally to the left or you can be totally to the right. It is all possible. It can be done. And then most probably you also stick to your opinion, not jumping around, because you must probably also stick to a political party and not next week to another party, another party. No, you're more or less in the same area. So you've got people who are, they've got a certain plan, and you are linking up with that plan. Now this afternoon we're going to look at a plan of a person, the idea of a person, but he's a very important person. And the plan what he's got, exactly as the other plans where we spoke about just now, are sometimes not accepted in this world. There are even people who do not agree with this plan. They disagree with this plan. They don't want to hear anything about it. And the plan we're going to listen to this afternoon is the plan from God. And why is he so important? He created us. He created us. That's why he is so important. We're going to listen to what God is saying to us, the plan what he has got, the plan how he's revealing it to us, because he created us. We're going to read out of Jeremiah 29:11. And It's a verse which you must probably heard before. It's quite a well-known verse. It's Jeremiah speaking to the exiles. They were there for 70 years. And he brought them some hope. And he said, but don't feel alone. We sometimes also are feeling that we are in exile. We are in this world, but we are not from this world. We feel isolated. And then we're also looking for somebody who's encouraging us. That's why we're listening to those blogs and we're reading certain articles and we're listening and watching YouTubes. We're looking for somebody who's speaking into our lives. And this is what God wants to do this afternoon, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future of hope. If we hear something like that, then immediately we get a little bit of an additional breath. Ah, at least there's somebody thinking positive and somebody speaking positive. Because it says thoughts. And those thoughts are not just a quick thought. There's more behind that word. There's more built into it. The thought that God has got, there's an intention. There's a plan what he has got with it. There's a Dutch word which says vernuft, which means something has been creative, has been built into these thoughts. So God is not quickly thinking about us, but he's thinking about us with a plan and with a future. And then the plans what he has got, like he said, he has got thoughts of peace and not of evil. The beautiful thing is that this word, the Hebrew word for peace, is shalom. And this is what God has got for us. He has got that shalom, that peace, that it will be, that we will be safe, that we will be well, that we will be happy and friendly, that it will go well with us, that we will have peace, that we will be having health, prosperity. This is the thoughts what God the Creator has got for us. And this is what he wants to share with us. Not the evil one. The evil one is bad. It's adversity. It's sorrow. It is illness. It is wrong things which are happening. But that's not what God wants to give to us. God wants to give to us the shalom. He wants to give to us that peace. To give you a future and a hope. So that there is going to be a future and a hope for us. And that the hope is going to be that we are going to be with God in heaven forever and ever. So this is the scripture what you most of the time, what you hear. But the most important one, what I feel, is are the two which are following afterwards, 12 and 13. 12 says, then you will call upon me and go and pray to me and I will listen to you. God is mentioning three things over there. You will call upon me, you will go to me, and you will pray to me. Now, if we call on God, then you're recognizing that person. Then you're recognizing God. So we've got to recognize God that we can call on him. We've got to go to him. If we get salvation, then we're not walking away from God, but we're turning around and we're going towards God. We go towards him. We're walking towards him. And then we pray to him. And if we pray to God, then it's not a matter that we are sending our shopping list up to God, but we're also listening of what is he saying? What is he sharing? What is his plans, what he has got for us? And I will listen to you, this is what God says. And his word listen is actually a beautiful word. The Hebrew word is shama. And shama also means that we are going to be obedient. So we're not going to only listen, but we're also going to be obedient. That word shama, we also can read it in Deuteronomy, where it says, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord of your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. It could also have been there, obey, O Israel. So we've got to be obedient to what God is sharing with us. Jeremiah 29:13, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. Now this seeking and this search is not just looking around, but there's more in it. And what is in it is that we specifically in worship and prayer. So we're not just going to look around, but we're going to pray and we're going to worship. Then it's when we are going seeking God's face. Then we are seeking his input into our lives. And then you will find me, as he says. And when you search for me with all of your heart, it's not a matter of, okay, let me quickly pray 5 minutes, and if nothing happens, then nothing happens. But we really have got to, with all of our hearts, everything what we've got to be involved in that worshiping God, praising his name, praying for him, and asking that he is going to reveal to us. Because God has got a plan. He's got a plan what we can read about as what we can go as far back as Genesis and we can go as far as what Revelations is mentioning over there. But God has got a plan with his broken relationships, what he has with this world, with his creation. And he wants to restore it. And the beautiful thing is that if we take a look at the word restore, it's coming from where the fishing people were repairing the nets. Now, if the nets are not repaired, then the fish are going through, then it actually doesn't serve its purpose. So if they are repairing the nets, then the nets can be used for what they've been made for. And this is what God wants to do. He wants to restore the relationship that we can be used for what we've been actually been made for. That we can be part of his plan. Because God has got that plan. Through Adam and Eve, we've got that broken relationship. He sent Jesus so that if we are accepting Jesus as our Savior, that relationship can be restored again. Jesus died, was resurrected, and he ascended to heaven. And then the Helper came, the Holy Spirit. And God sent the Helper to us as the Holy Spirit. And Jesus also said to his disciples, the Holy Spirit is going to come. There is going to be an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. In John 14, verse 16, and Jesus says, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. Another helper, which means somebody who is exactly the same as what Jesus is, because it's another helper. It's not somebody totally different, but it's another helper. Another helper is going to come. And that one is that Holy Spirit, the Parakletos, the intercessor, and the advocate, and the comforter. And Jesus is giving that promise. And then he's preparing them. And he says, go to Jerusalem. Wait for the promise of the Father. And you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from that. But the disciples are battling. They do not understand what Jesus is trying to say to them. Because in that, what Jesus is saying to them, go to Jerusalem and wait for the Holy Spirit. You're going to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. The reaction what they've got is what they say, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of heaven, of the kingdom of Israel? So they're not thinking about the promise what Jesus is giving and that the Holy Spirit is coming. They're still thinking of that kingdom of Israel. They want to get the Romans out of Israel. That is what they've got in their mind. They've been with Jesus for 3 years. They've been seeing that Jesus died, was resurrected. They've seen all that. And then they're still coming with this type of question. And Jesus is not directly answering and saying, no, this or that. No, he says to them, it's not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. But then he comes with Acts 1 verses 8. But you shall receive the power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witness to me in Jerusalem, in all of Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. The power is the word dynamos. We all know that word dynamite. I wanted to take a piece of dynamite along, and I just wanted to show it to you over here, but unfortunately we're not allowed to do that in churches. We're only allowed to do it on the 31st of December when the police doesn't look. Then you can throw some dynamite. But now I'm not allowed to do it. But just to show you that out of that small piece, how much energy and power there is. But in that word dynamos, there's more. There's specifically miraculous power. Powers which you do not actually expect, which are a miracle. That is what the power of the Holy Spirit is. And you're going to be a witness to me. A witness, we know in a trial case in court, you've got a witness. The person is witnessing. But the word also says that you've got to record. We all have got a phone. We know how to make a voice note. We know how to record something. And this is what God's asking as well. What you've recorded, disciples, go and share it with other people. It's the same with us. If we experience the presence of God, and if we experience that God is speaking to us, then we can share it with other people. Then we can say, this is how God has been speaking to me. That small thing, what is said over there, you're going to receive the power of the Holy Spirit and you're going to be my witness, is the whole slogan, I nearly can say, the center of the whole book of Acts. And the apostles, they reacted on it. They went. They went to different places. And the church was started over there. If I'm going to ask a question, why is God Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth, why is he giving us and even allowing us to let the power of the Holy Spirit to flow through us? What is our answer going to be? Why is God doing that? Because it's very easy that we will say, no, a child, small child, you don't give them 100 euros and then they can, it's only 5 years old, and give them 100 euros and they can spend it. We'll say, no, you're irresponsible. The child is not big enough. You can't do it. But we can be receiving the Holy Spirit, that the power of the Holy Spirit, with miraculous powers, that they can flow through us. Why is God doing that? It's part of his plan. It's part of how God wants to do it. And we need that power to do ministry. Jesus, when he was baptized, the dove came down, the Holy Spirit came down on him, and then he started with ministry. Jesus told his disciples, wait. They went into the upper room. They prayed over there for 10 days. Not only quickly in the morning from 6 till 7. No, 10 days they prayed over there. Then they were ready for the ministry. Then they could go out. So for us, it's the same. The power of the Holy Spirit for us is that it can be used by us to do ministry. It would be very nice that next week I would be sitting over there and all of you would be standing over here and preaching. It would be awesome. But that's not what God means, that we've got to do that. All of us have got to stand over here. But we can minister at each and every place where we are. We can speak to the person who's working next to us. We can give a smile to the one who's staying on the other side of the road, or we see in the bus. We can live it out. We can be friendly. It's part of ministry. Ministry meaning that we are a representative, that we are a witness of what we've seen and what we've received from Jesus. Because the baptism in the Holy Spirit is helping us that we can worship God, but that we also can be a public witness, that we can share it with other people. And receiving the Holy Spirit, there are 3 points what I want to mention. If we get saved, if we say, I'm repenting, I'm accepting Jesus as my Savior, God as the Creator, as my Father, and the Holy Spirit as my Helper, then we receive the Holy Spirit because we receive the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So that's when we receive the Holy Spirit. But with baptism of the Holy Spirit, we are set apart. We are appointed, approved. We are empowered for God's work, for spreading his message. And we can do that. But we've got to surrender everything then. Because if we want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, then there's not place for other stuff which we know God doesn't want us to do. Then everything of us must be saying, Lord, tell me, what do you want me to do? And show me if there's anything in my life which is not correct, that I can stop with it or I can get rid of it, that it is not affecting me anymore. And there's also a new or a fresh filling of the Holy Spirit, which is happening. And that is each and every time when we come together. A few weeks back, we had on a Friday evening, we had a Holy Spirit night. We really experienced the presence of the Holy Spirit. And there you can talk about a fresh filling of the Holy Spirit. Acts 4 verses 31 is also talking about it. And when they, the apostles and some others, had prayed, this is then after the Holy Spirit has been already poured out on them, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. They were already baptized with the Holy Spirit, but now we see again that there was a fresh filling of the Holy Spirit again. So we can do that as well. We've discussed it also with Encounter 1 2 weeks back, that we can be filled again. And we continuously have got to seek the presence of God so that we can be filled again with the Holy Spirit. The purpose that we are being baptized with the Holy Spirit is that we can be used. And that we can be used, and I want to put it in three different categories. Paul is talking in Thessalonians, he's talking about that we consist of three parts, body, spirit, and soul. But that we also can be used when we are filled with the Holy Spirit on those three different parts, that we can speak to other people, that they can get saved, and that is the spirit part. That we also have got authority to send out demons. If we take a look at the book of Mark, then sending out demons and spreading the gospel, it's each and every time mentioned together. So we also can send out demons. You maybe haven't done it. You may be a little bit afraid about it. And if you want to know more about it, please come talk to us. But that is where we can see deliverance, where we can send out the enemy who wants to steal from us, that we can send it out, and that is then the soul. But we also can pray for other people, that they can be healed. And this is where we can see then the healing that the body part. So it's the spirit, the soul, and the body. And this is where we are going to receive the baptism for the Holy Spirit, that we can move in all those three type of areas. The one is maybe moving more on the one side, maybe more on the other. But this is what God wants to give us. This is the power of the Holy Spirit, that miraculous power. This is what God wants to give to us. And that's awesome. That's God's plan. That's what I'm so excited about, that we know what God's plan is and His idea. And it's not hidden. It's in the Bible. For the majority of my life, up till my age of more or less 50, I was never exposed to this. I was only told about the Father and the Son. Yes, there's a Holy Spirit, but it was only spoken about, we receive it when we get saved, and that's more or less, then it stops. But the power of the Holy Spirit is much more. This is where God is communicating with us and where He is giving to us that power, that dynamos to us. And once you've got that, once you've got that you're filled with the Holy Spirit and you can hear God's voice, you don't want to move away from it anymore. You're continuously seeking it. You want to be in communication with God, is what I spoke about a little bit earlier. Because you want to do what God wants you to do. The disciples had Jesus for 3 years as an example. They were just copy-pasting what Jesus has been doing. So they had an example. We haven't got an example. We've got to go to the Bible and we've got to see what type of example we've got over there from Jesus. And that's what we can copy. But we can also hear from God, what is His will, what He wants to do in certain circumstances. And we need the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit. I'm maybe going to say something harsh now. But if somebody wants to give a present to you, and you say to that person, no, I don't want to have that present, how's that person going to feel? And with God, it's exactly the same. God wants to give the Holy Spirit to us. He wants to give the power of the Holy Spirit to us. I don't want to be there to say to God, no, I don't need it. I can sort out myself. No, you can't sort out yourself. God made you. He's your creator. He knows exactly what you need. And that's why God is giving us the power of the Holy Spirit. That's where my iron comes in. Now, iron is a thing that you can use only for certain things. You can try to maybe plaster the wall with it, and maybe you can do a certain task with it. That's not actually what it is made for. It's made for a specific purpose. And it's very important that it is plugged in. Because if it's not plugged in, it's not working. Now, we all know that. And it's a very simple thing, and I couldn't understand. I said, Lord, is it really, do you really want me that I must take an iron along to church and show it to people? But it's just the basic of it. And if you forget everything else from this sermon, you can only be what God wants you to be if you're plugged in into Him. If you're not plugged in, this iron doesn't mean anything. I'm ironing my own shirts, and I can tell you, if the one is not plugged in with a cold iron, you can't iron. I don't know that much, but that I know. It needs to be plugged in. And this is what we've got to be doing. We've got to be plugged in into God. We've got to receive from Him. Then this one can be where He has been made for. And if we can receive the Holy Spirit, if we're plugged in with God, then we can receive and then we can be what God wants us to be. I've got another question. What is holding us back? What is holding us back from receiving and using the power of the Holy Spirit to do God's plan in our lives? Now I can say, okay, think about it. I'll see you next week or 2 weeks' time. I'll see you back again and then we can carry on. No. I would like to talk about it this afternoon. What is it? What is actually holding us back? What's the problem? Majority of the time, it's ourselves. I've been, like I said, for the majority of my life, I wasn't aware of it. I was the problem myself. So I couldn't receive because I wasn't aware of it. But I also didn't want to listen and I didn't want to seek more of God. I was happy with what it is. God is speaking to us this afternoon and says, my son, my daughter, if you want to be what I want you to be, the plan what I've got with you, then come to me, plug in, that you can receive the power of the Holy Spirit and that you can be what you've got to be. It is sometimes happening that the power of the Holy Spirit is not flowing. Yes, it is happening. I've been praying for people and they didn't get healed. I've been praying for the rain to stop and the rain carried on. Those things are happening. But it doesn't stop me to pray next time. It doesn't stop me to still trust that I believe in a God who is above all and it is still possible. And the other times you get testimonies afterwards that a person says the next day he was healed. Thank you, Lord. It is possible. And this is the awesome thing what God wants to do with us. He wants to, the plan what He's got, He wants to share it with us. But He wants to equip us with that as well. He wants to give us the power of the Holy Spirit so that we can do what He wants us to do. I want to finish off, but just the two things again. We've got to seek God. And it's not difficult to seek Him. We've got to spend time with Him. And if it's not your habit, then I'm going to suggest you to make that habit. Go into your inner room. And if in the Netherlands with the houses, if you've got an upper room, then you can even go to an upper room if you want to. But isolate yourself and say, okay, I'm on my own. Speak to God. And if you don't know how to speak to God, then just be quiet and just listen. And maybe it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, but God will speak to you because you're seeking Him. And He's a Father. And if you ask Him something, for a bread, for instance, He's not going to give you a stone as what we can read in Luke. He will reply to you. He will communicate with you. And then He will share. And then that part, what we've read in Acts 1 verses 8, and then you will receive the power of the Holy Spirit. God wants to give it to each and every one. And I'm thinking again of that curtain which was torn when Jesus died. It's a symbol of it. What was beforehand, it was only for certain people. It's available for each and everyone, which makes it also easy for us. The gospel is for each and everyone, so you can speak to each and everyone, and you can share the gospel with them. It's not only certain people who get access to the gospel or something like that. No, it's for each and everyone. And the power of the Holy Spirit is also for each and everyone. Romans 15, verse 13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all the joy and the peace, the shalom, in believing that you may abound in the hope. How? By the power of the Holy Spirit. That you will experience the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. That you will allow the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. That you will remain plugged in for the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that you, as creator of heaven and earth, which has made everything, you want to be so close to us that you've got a plan for each and every one of us. We're not a copy of somebody else. We're not a number. But you made us unique, Father. You made us this size. You gave us that color of eyes. You gave us these fingerprints, which are unique to us, Father. And we want to thank you for that. That you've got that plan. That you've got that idea. And Father, we just want to slot in. Because if we've got to do it on our own, it's always a mess. But if we can slot in with you, Father, then we can receive from you what you want to give to us. You love us. You've given your Son. We've been singing about it. You love us, and we love you, Father. But then you also send the Holy Spirit. And we don't want to just leave it for certain churches and say, okay, they can think and they can maybe do something for the Holy Spirit. It is given to each and every one. We just have got to come to you. We've got to walk to you. We've got to seek you. And then you will give. Thank you for that beautiful promise, Father. Now I want to direct it to the persons who are maybe over here who say, but now you're talking continuously about a relationship with God. But I never had a relationship with God. I never said to God, be my Father, to Jesus Christ, I repent of my sins and thank you that you died for my sins. And I've never said to the Holy Spirit, I welcome you as my helper. And maybe you hear this afternoon and you say, but I want to start that relationship with God. I want to start that process with God. And I've never made such a public type of a declaration in my life. But this afternoon, I can feel that the Holy Spirit is speaking to me that I've got to make that decision this afternoon. And if it's you, then I'm asking you to raise your hand that we can pray along with you. Thank you, Father, that you are God, that we can be in a relationship with you, and that you want to give us the power of the Holy Spirit, and that you want to refresh us again with the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, amen. We're not finished, because if you're here and if you're saved, because nobody reacted on the altar call, if I can put it that way, this afternoon, which I'm trusting that you've got a relationship with God. But you've never been filled with the Holy Spirit. You've never asked God to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We're going to sing a few songs, and during the songs, don't wait too long. Please come to the first ministry station over there. I've got Urbanus over there. He's going to pray along with you to be filled with the Holy Spirit. If it never happens, you've never been filled with the Holy Spirit, don't let this opportunity pass by. He's going to pray with you as well, that you're going to get your tongue as well. That you're going to get a tongue which is a heavenly tongue. I was 50 or 51 when I got it. So you're never too old. You also can get it. But it's special because it's a way of communicating, praying in a tongue. And there's two things what I can do at the same time, which means I can listen and I can pray in tongue. But I cannot speak and listen, which for me shows it's godly. It's something very special. And God wants to give it to us. Because it doesn't help that you walk out of here and say, yeah, nice sermon. If you walk out over here and you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, it's your decision. But you can be filled with the Holy Spirit. Urbanus will pray along with you. And then you may be here, you say, yes, I'm saved. I've been filled with the Holy Spirit. But I'm looking for a refreshing. I want to be topped up again. I sometimes use the example also of a car. That if we get saved, we get a car. And a car has got a fuel tank. But if you don't put any fuel in the fuel tank, you cannot use that car. You can sit it in it and you can say, broom, broom. But the car doesn't go anywhere. It has got to be filled. And this is what God wants to do. He wants to fill up. But we've got to invite and say, God, fill us up with that fuel that we can go. But as we're going, we're running out of fuel again. And this is where the refreshing is coming. Where we can go to God and we can spend time with God. And we can experience the presence of the Holy Spirit. It can be here. It can be on your own. It can be with the Holy Spirit evening. It could be in a small group that you really experience the presence of the Holy Spirit. But this afternoon, me and Renee are going to be available as well. If you want to come, you say, you just would like to ask God again to refresh you. To fill you again with the Holy Spirit. Not to baptize you, but to fill you again with the Holy Spirit. Then we're inviting you to come to us. We're going to anoint you, and if there's anything what God is saying, we will share it with you. And we will be with the other ministry station. There where the sign is, the two of us will be over there. God wants to give. It's for us to decide if we want to receive. And if you need any other prayers, you're also welcome to come to us.
Thank you for listening. Remember that our sermon audio and videos are also available on Shofar TV. Go to www.shofaronline.tv to download and share.